The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Thanks for checking out the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and the podcast is all about faith, family, and fun. You're going to hear some conversations that were on the air with producer Tom, and we're going to cover things like what happens when a grown man actually makes his own doctor's appointment and bravely goes where not many men actually go. We're going to talk about potty training and kids trying out for sports, but we're kicking things off by talking about what's actually realistic when it comes to keeping your marriage healthy. Marriage is hard enough without people telling you the one key to a happy marriage. I say that because today the 2-2-2 rule came out, and they said what you need for a good marriage is a date night every 2 weeks, you need a weekend away every 2 months, and you need a full week away from your kids every 2 years. I have a very important question. What are we going to do with the kids? So much time. Whoever wrote this clearly has not hired a babysitter this decade because they are so expensive. I even have family in town, and it's still hard to be able to do things like this. I think we get a date night every 2 million years. This is the time of year when kids are starting to try out for sports, which is super stressful. And if you were listening to the show yesterday, Tom's daughter's doing that right now.
Yeah, volleyball. I thought she made the team, but apparently she's trying out for the team. So she left that part out.
That's so different, but I love that she's so confident.
And her mom's been giving me updates. So the latest update, Joy, because it's a week of tryouts.
That's so stressful.
We should know by Friday.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, the reason I'm so upset is because my brother, his senior year, decided that he was going to ditch his sport, soccer, and play baseball. Yeah. He took all these senior pictures with a baseball glove, and then he got cut from the team during tryouts. It wasn't even me, and I'm still devastated. What are you going to do if she doesn't make the team?
I don't know. Well, there's like three teams she can make, apparently.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's like varsity, junior varsity, and I guess, you know, the ones that got left over.
Of them. There are just little things that let you know you're not as young as you used to be. My son wanted me to play with him on the playground last night, and today I hurt everywhere.
So I got my little four-year-old daughter a trampoline, and I too wanted to be fun, enjoy the good things of childhood. So I jumped on the trampoline, and I didn't, you know, stretch first as you should as an adult, and I felt every single one of my spinal discs just slamming together. And I thought I had paralyzed myself.
Potty training a child is terrifying. If you've never done it, you're in my camp. But Tom is bravely going there this weekend.
Yeah, so my two-year-old, I guess his daycare class will help. So I saw a message through the app, you know, the little daycare app.
Will they do all of it? Because that would be preferred.
Yeah, can you come over?
Yes.
So my wife had asked them to help out with potty training. So then I'm like, oh my gosh, does this mean we're fully in? And she's like, yeah, this weekend it's on. So
I am so scared for you. Do you know what you guys are going to do?
Well, I know pull-ups are still going to be like a nighttime thing.
Thank God.
Otherwise, I don't know, maybe he's just nude running. I think it's a lot of just putting him on the toilet, you know? Like, I don't know. It's going to be...
That sounds awful.
Trial and error, Joy.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Instead of talking about the headlines today, let's just talk about the joyful news. This is the time of year that you might see some kids trying to make money with a lemonade stand. There are some kids in Peoria, Illinois, who've been doing this for over a decade now. And their goal is so selfless. Instead of trying to raise money to buy a new toy, they're raising money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. In the very first year, they raised over $200, so they've been trying to build it every single year. This time, they raised $3,500. That must be some really good lemonade. Or I need to see their business model. If you love Chick-fil-A, get ready for your blood to boil. The list of the fastest drive-thrus in America came out, and Chick-fil-A wasn't number one. It was last place. I'm shocked by this. I think whoever did this list has never actually been in a Wendy's drive-thru because I could literally file my taxes. That's how long I'm in there. And I went to Chick-fil-A this morning. And not only is it fast, I mean, they probably put 50 cars through in the time it takes a McDonald's to do four. But when the guy came up to my window to take my order, he literally crouched down and said, "Ma'am, are you ready for the greatest order taking of your life?" I just started laughing. I said I wasn't, but now I am. That's why Chick-fil-A is the best. And as if this time of year is not crazy enough as kids are going back to school, one thing I did not think about as a mother is that they're going to be introduced to even more germs. Last night we had an open house, got to meet the new teachers, see the new classroom, ask our questions, and my son also got to meet all the kids who will be in his class. So I didn't really fathom how running around with 14 other kids would spread germs until this morning when I was getting him ready, putting his backpack on, getting ready to get in the car for that first day of school for him, and he got sick. I don't even have words. I'm not ready for this school year. Men don't typically like to go to the doctor, so when you hear that a man scheduled his own appointment, you get excited. And Tom did that today.
Yeah, I feel like I'm an adult now. You know, almost 40 years it took.
Well, I'm especially shocked because it's not like you have, if someone has a serious health issue, of course you go.
Yeah.
But you did something so smart. You established care because you just moved here with a brand new doctor.
Yeah, so years and years ago, I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. So it's okay now, but I like to get checked like once a year. You know, you do your physical, they do your blood work just to make sure everything's good.
I'm still shocked by this though, because once upon a time, Tom told me that his wife made him an appointment
she
and
made
he
every,
still didn't go.
Every single appointment. And you know what made me do this, Joy?
What?
Is Steve, our boss.
He
went to the doctor.
He's got high blood pressure.
So
we
I'm like,
stress him out on a daily basis.
I'm like, what if this happens to me again? Like, I needed to get checked.
So all that needs to happen for my husband to schedule his own appointment is for him to get scared?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.